Finally, we will look at how we calculate exit charges on A&M Trusts where more than 10 years have elapsed since the commencement of the trust. As for discretionary trusts, this charge is based on the effective rate as at the 10-year anniversary of the trust. However, this is not practical in situations where there was no principal charge levied at the time of the 10-year anniversary. This will be the case where the 10-year anniversary fell before the 6th of April 2008, such that the trust assets were not relevant property at that point. Therefore, in these instances, when calculating the effective rate at the 10-year anniversary, we use the value of the trust assets at the date those assets became relevant property. Therefore, we value the trust assets as at the 6th of April 2008, not at the date of the 10-year anniversary. This value is net of APR or BPR. No tax relief is available for any valuation costs incurred. Quarters are again adjusted to deduct the number of quarters during which the trust assets have not been relevant property. By way of an example, Mr. Brown created an A&M trust for his two grandchildren in December 1995 with cash of £500,000. Mr. Brown's only previous chargeable transfer had been £144,000 to a discretionary trust in May 1993. The trust provides for the beneficiaries to be given an interest in possession at age 25 and a right to trust capital at age 30. The trust's assets were worth £800,000 in December 2005 and £900,000 in April 2008. The trustees intend to make a capital distribution of £475,000, then being 50% of the estimated value of the trust, on the occasion of the eldest beneficiary's 30th birthday on the 31st of January 2012. We'll calculate the exit charge in January 2012. The answer is as follows. There will be an exit charge in January 2012. The exit charge is calculated in the same way as it would be for a discretionary trust, i.e. by reference to the effective rate as at the most recent 10-year anniversary. The trust commenced in December 1995, so the first 10-year anniversary is December 2005. There was no principal charge in December 2005, as the trust assets were not within the relevant property regime at that point. Therefore, the effective rate is based on the value of the trust assets at the time those assets became relevant property, i.e. at the 6th of April 2008. The trust assets were worth £900,000 in April 2008. From this, we deduct the nil band in 2011-12, which is £325,000. Mr. Brown's only previous transfer had been £144,000 to a discretionary trust in May 1993, and this reduces the nil band. There were no chargeable distributions from the trust in the 10 years before 2012. The excess transfer is £719,000, which we multiply by 20%, to give notional tax of £143,800. The effective rate is 15.978%. We need to adjust for the number of completed quarters. 24 quarters have elapsed between the 10-year anniversary of the trust in December 2005 and the capital appointment in January 2012. However, the trust assets were not relevant property in the 9 quarters between December 2005 and April 2008. We therefore multiply the effective rate by 30% and then by 24 minus 9 over 40 to give an actual rate of 1.797%. We multiply this by the property leaving the trust, being £475,000, to give us an exit charge of £8,536. Where the 10-year anniversary does give rise to a principal charge, any subsequent exit charges will be based on the value of the trust at the principal charge date. For example, assume that an A&M trust was set up in 2001. The 10-year anniversary falls in 2011, i.e. after April 2008. So a principal charge will arise. A capital appointment is made in 2013, giving rise to an exit charge. The exit charge will be calculated using the value of the trust at the date of the principal charge in 2011. There is one practice question to attempt to complete this session. The exit charge in 2012 is based on the value of the trust at the 6th of April 2008. This was £500,000. The settlor had no previous transfers. There were no chargeable distributions in the 10 years before 2004, therefore the nil band is available in full. We tax the excess at 20% to give notional tax of £35,000. We express this as a percentage of £500,000, giving an effective rate of 7%. We multiply by 30%. Finally, we adjust for the number of completed quarters. 29 quarters have elapsed between the 10-year anniversary of the trust in December 2004 and the capital appointment in April 2012. However, the trust assets were not relevant property in the 13 quarters between December 2004 and April 2008. This gives an actual rate of 0.84%. We multiply this by the property leaving the trust, being £600,000, to give us an exit charge of £5,040. This concludes this lecture on IHT and accumulation and maintenance trusts.